Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. With the Lord's help, we're continuing on in a message I've entitled, How to Receive from the Lord. And how do we receive? We receive by faith. Our Christian walk starts by faith, and it continues on every day of our life. We live in the realm of faith, beloved. We're serving a supernatural God. Jesus, thank the Lord, is also the Son of Man. He came to this earth. He was born of a virgin. He had a body just like ours. He suffered. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried and stayed in the tomb for 3 days, went down and led captivity captive the redeemed souls of those who died in faith under the old covenant. And he rose. And when he rose, he received a glorified body, which will be like the body we receive at that last trump. The dead in Christ shall rise first. What a glorious day that's going to be. Hallelujah. So, on yesterday's broadcast, we talked about weak faith. However, today we want to begin by talking about strong faith. That's the kind of faith I want to have. How about you? And we can have it. It is through the Lord. We don't have to work it up. We don't have to manufacture it. I've said it over and over and over because sometimes I know Christians, they hear these teachings on faith. They hear testimonies. They think, oh, I just don't have that kind of faith. Beloved, God is not unjust. You have right now the faith you need for whatever you're going through, whatever challenges, whatever trials. Because why? The scriptures also say God is not unjust. He will not allow you to be tested above what ye are able. In other words, he is not trying to break us. He will not allow us to experience anything that with his help, with his grace, we cannot go through. And I know sometimes, and I speak from experience, there were times I didn't feel I could take another step. I was so weary. I was so exhausted spiritually. I mean, one battle, one attack, one thing after another. And so I don't speak from a life that's been, you know, literally a Christian sitting on a bed of roses. It has been anything but that. But beloved, it's going through those kinds of things that we can have strong faith. Romans 4:20 speaks of this very subject, strong faith. And it's the kind of faith that refuses to be defeated. It simply refuses to take no for an answer. It strongly holds to the fact that what has been asked of God is granted. The word says, you know, if we ask anything according to his will, we know that he heareth us. And if he heareth us, we know that we shall have the petitions that we have desired of him. This is the confidence we can have. Hallelujah. It said in the scriptures that Abraham had this kind of faith. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Paul said Abraham did not have weak faith. He had strong faith. He was fully persuaded that what God said, God meant, and he would bring it to pass. Not in the way perhaps we would think it should be done, not in the way or the time schedule that we would prefer, but he will accomplish his will whenever, however he desires. He sends forth his word, and his word will not return to him void. If you recall, there was an episode in the life of Abraham and Sarah where Sarah had a bright idea, which it was common practice in those days since she was barren. She offered her handmaid Hagar, the Egyptian, to Abraham. And The union of those two brought forth a child, Ishmael. Of course, Abraham loved Ishmael, but basically, as he was in his teens, he was sent forth after Isaac was born, and it was when Isaac was being weaned, Sarah saw the Hagar, the Egyptian, mocking her, and she could see the troubles coming, and she said, he will not be heir with my son. And so the Lord basically told Abraham, you honor Sarah's wishes. And he did make of Ishmael a great nation. However, we are experiencing the ramifications of that decision to help God out these many centuries later. All we have to do is look at the Middle East, and we can see the problems that it brought. But going back to Abraham, he believed God. He was, after God gave Isaac to him, he was called to sacrifice him, and of course he did. He was going in obedience, but when he had that knife raised, the Lord said, "Now I know that you fear God," and he knew that Abraham was willing to do whatever God said because he was willing to sacrifice the most precious thing he had. And as we look at our own walks in the Lord, perhaps God might sometimes ask us to sacrifice the very dearest thing. But you know what? He always gives back, just as he did in Abraham's case. He's always, always, always checking the attitude, the motive of our hearts. Do we really love him? That's you know, bottom line, that's what God's after. How much do you love him? He wants us to fall so in love with Jesus. It says about Abraham that he was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised he was able to perform, and it was counted to him for righteousness. That's Romans, the 4th chapter, verses 18 through 22. This is the kind of faith that we all should have, that we would have if we would only be convinced, be absolutely persuaded that God is true to his word. Many Christians waver when things look like the answer isn't coming or the work isn't going to be done. Very few will simply refuse to question or waver in the least when it seems like things are going contrary to what has been asked of God in prayer. And that's why, in many cases, Christians don't get definite answers from God. No one can exercise Abraham's kind of faith that will go very long without God answering them. In fact, if we ask God in unwavering, strong faith, according to James, that first chapter, we will see that it's literally impossible for God to refuse the answer. Let me just share those few verses in James, that first chapter. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. In other words, when we ask God for wisdom, help in making the right decisions, making the right choices, he doesn't condemn us and say, well, you silly little thing. No, he is more than willing to give us the help that we need. But it goes on to qualify in verse 6, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We have to believe that God is a good God, and that because he loves us, he wants the very best things for us. You can be absolutely convinced and sure of that. Many of the things sometimes you ask God are not the best things for you. And when you look back in retrospect, can't you thank God you didn't get what you asked for? Hallelujah. I know that's been true in my life. Thank God he didn't answer some of my prayers. Amen. When we ask according to his will, it shall be given. We are assured of getting from God those things which he has promised in his word if we will walk in the steps of that kind of faith that our father Abraham had. Romans 4:12 and Romans 4:23 and 25 declares, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Praise God. Well, I want to stop here while there's still a little bit of time and just wait on the Lord and minister to you as He would direct, because some of you are really struggling. You're having a real battle in terms of faith, and that's why God has had me on the air sharing these things, so you could be strengthened and so you can be encouraged. Let's join our hearts. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that you and you alone are going to put that conviction and strength in the heart of your beloved. Lord, that they will know how much you love them, that, Lord, even now they will sense your presence. Father, with the authority that you have given, Father, you said in your word in Job, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. I decree, Lord, that every bit of unbelief, every bit of doubt, every tormenting spirit that's coming against your beloved, I rebuke right now. I bind it and I loose the very faith of God to arise in their heart, that they shall know, that they shall know, that they shall know that victory is theirs because of what Jesus has done. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, have I failed you up to this point? Am I not able to lead you into your promised land? Even as I led Joshua and the children of Israel, did I not extend to David my favor and goodness, so that the kingdom of Israel was extended to its furthest boundaries, that he knew no defeats because the Lord his God was with him? Even so, I speak to you, beloved, this day, that you shall honor the Lord and worship the Lord in your heart, knowing that I will not withhold no good thing from him that walketh uprightly. Yea, the Lord is a sun and a shield to you, beloved. Know that I will go before you. I am your rear guard. Fear nothing but to seek to please me, and you shall see great victories ahead. Rejoice, claim your victory, and stand strong in faith, and give me glory and praise, says the Lord. Praise the name of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. God said it, and I believe it. There was an old song we used to sing, and that settles it for me. How about you? Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, there is a spiritual principle, but there's power in agreeing prayer. Many times I've prayed about something, and it didn't happen. It got worse, and so I called a friend, and we prayed, and guess what? It worked. It took the power of agreement. Two shall put, 10,000 to flight. And so I invite you, right? The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for your prayer support, UCM Partners, your financial gifts. Because of you, we can stay on this station and minister the good news of the gospel. I love you, and with the Lord's help, we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.